Hi everybody, hope you're having a great day so far. Before you start today's episode, I just want to give you a small reminder to hit that subscribe button wherever it is that you're listening to today's podcast. And also, if you have the time, if you could feel free to leave us a review, that would help us out tremendously. There are some weird podcast algorithms that are out there. Too scientific for me to comprehend or explain, but it would help us out tremendously if you did that. Thanks for listening to the Northern Nerd Podcast. Just want to give you this small reminder that if you're planning on traveling this summer, to make Hayward one of your destinations and the Northwoods of Wisconsin one of your destinations, there's plenty of things to do here, like we've previously talked about on the show, from different outdoor activities to different places that you'll eat at and different local small businesses that you'll shop at. There's plenty to do and explore here in the Northwoods of Wisconsin. So we hope you visit us sometime soon. And if you do, be sure to hit us up on either our Facebook page or our Instagram page at the Northern Nerd. And we'd be happy to maybe give you a little tour of the area and show you around and hang out for a bit. So we appreciate you listening to the show. Now let's get to it. Everybody, with Packers training camp officially starting today, this podcast is going to be dedicated to my thoughts on the 2023 Packers and kind of why I'm excited for this season, even though Aaron Rodgers is no longer part of the picture, and also address some of my concerns that I have for the team and kind of give my projected record and things of that nature. So if you're not a Packers fan, that's okay. Maybe this episode isn't for you, but for the rest of you that are interested, here we go. So I'm assuming at this point it's just Packer fans that are left listening, and if that's the case, welcome. Go Pack, go. And one of the reasons why I am excited about the Packers 2023 season is because of the youth. And now I know that can be both a positive and a negative, and I'll touch on the negative later, but I think one of the positives to the youth factor is that we really don't know what a lot of these guys have. Now again, that could possibly be a negative, but we're seeing a lot of these rookies from last year come into their second year. And so Christian Watson being in his second year, we saw how he kind of came on later in the season last year. He had one game where he had three touchdowns. Romeo Doubs in his second year. Some of the guys on the defensive side of things, Quay Walker in his second year. And all these players kind of getting that opportunity to really showcase what they can do. Rookie year, you kind of get a pass, like, you know, oh, it's just their rookie season, they're a little bit inexperienced, things like that. But in the second year, you really start to see what kind of player, what kind of NFL player you have on your hands there, whether that's somebody that's going to be a cornerstone of the team for years to come, or if it's somebody that's probably just going to, you know, make it to the end of their rookie contract and then be done with the team and move on to a different organization. But I think the youth that we have on the offensive side of the ball is absolutely crazy. And again, that could either really pay off for us or really be our downfall this year. I know we don't have a very experienced wide receiver core at all. I mean, with Watson and Doubs, let's take a look at the depth chart here. We got Watson, we have Doubs, and then we have rookie Jaden Reed. And then you also have rookie tight end Luke Musgrave and Tucker Kraft, which I'm really excited about those two tight ends there. I don't know, they both seem to be athletic pass catching tight ends. Musgrave will probably get the number one spot over Kraft. Kraft will probably take on that blocking role like Mercedes Lewis. But you can't forget about Josiah DeAguara as well. He's in the mix of that as well. So I think that gives you a lot of different options. Hopefully one of those guys ends up panning out and being more of like, I know this is high expectations, but being more like a Travis Kelce or a Zach Ertz or even what, I mean, Jimmy Graham was back in the day with the Saints. You know, hopefully one of those guys really ends up panning out because it was hard to see Robert Tonyan go. I think he was one of those guys that was on just a breakout season, and then with his injury, it was hard for him to come back and really get into the mix of things. And our offense really just kind of took a dip and wasn't the same. And so, again, a lot of inexperience there. I think one of the key things will be the Packers running game with Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. And just the pass catching ability of Aaron Jones and how he's able to make such quick cuts. And even though he's a little bit smaller of a guy, he can still pack a great punch if he has to meet somebody in the trenches there. And I mean, we all know what A.J. Dillon, Quadzilla, is capable of doing. And he's kind of like your, especially your third down back or your goal line back, able to punch it in there. And so I think Aaron Jones doesn't get enough credit. He's kind of like, he's been so overlooked just by all the quote unquote NFL experts. They always overlook the ability that Aaron Jones has and just his stats and the numbers that he's been able to put up. Just taking a look at last year's stats here, he had 213 carries, 1,121 yards. He only had two rushing touchdowns last year, which was pretty mind-boggling. Receiving, he had 5 touchdowns. So kind of a quieter year, but still a 1,000-yard rusher. He averaged about 5.3 yards per carry. And I think a lot of that, the reason why he didn't get as many carries is just from what I heard and, well, just watching the Packers play, Rodgers was often optioning out of running the ball and switching over to passing plays. And so put some respect on Aaron Jones's name, people. It's time that he gets the recognition he deserves, and also that just that 1-2 punch, the thunder and lightning of Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. Kind of going back to the youth, we're going to have a young quarterback at the helm for the first time in a while with Jordan Love. And with the potential for that and what I've seen just from his one game last year, I know that's putting a lot into one game, but he had 195 yards and 1 touchdown in that game. And so I think, I don't know, we saw glimpses in that game of him being more confident rather than a couple of the games that he came in against the Jets or the Vikings, the couple of times that he got to see some action. But, you know, I think Love is definitely going to have his growing pains. I don't think it would be fair for us to put this expectation that there's not going to be any drop-off from the quarterback play we've seen in the past. But I think a lot of Packer fans, myself included, are excited just to have a younger guy manning the offense that's not going to be, I don't know, causing a lot of drama and just always being in the headlines for weird stuff. Like, don't get me wrong, I love the things that Aaron Rodgers did for the Green Bay Packers organization, but these past few years, it was just really hard to get behind him and just root for him. Like, I mean, you got to see a different side of him on like the Pat McAfee show and things like that, and you got to know him a little bit better, but I don't know, just a really hard guy to relate to. And I know that goes along with him being like a top NFL quarterback, kind of the face of the franchise for a long time, and all of his different things that he does with like Jeopardy or his commercials with State Farm and just the level of celebrity that he is. So I know that's got to be totally crazy to deal with mentally if you're at that level in the game. But just, I don't know. I don't know if it was just me, but I didn't see him playing with the same level of passion or just always being very analytical of his receivers. And I know he has high expectations for them, and that's important. But just, I think just that lack of connection with the receivers, like chemistry-wise, was a big issue. And you know, he always had like kind of that sixth sense with Jordy Nelson and with Devontae Adams. But I think there's too big of an age gap now where he wasn't going to make time to really hang out with his receivers outside of practice or anything like that. So I think the youth that Jordan Love provides and having that fresh perspective, but also sitting behind Aaron Rodgers for a number of years, is just going to be fun to watch this year. I'm not going to have Super Bowl expectations for this season, but it's also going to be fun to know, like, I don't know, you never know what you're going to get every Sunday now. Love is going to have those times where he goes, where his game is going to improve, and he's going to have those little dips, and it's just going to be more of an entertaining thing to watch on Sundays now. You're not going to see the disgruntled eye rolls or just all the slow motion shots of like Rodgers being frustrated and things like that. I feel like the TV crews really just hit that home, and maybe they were pushing that narrative that he was just like upset in Green Bay, but I don't know. It's going to be fun to watch a different quarterback. I say that now. Maybe this season will be a train wreck. I don't know, but I have hope. I like to consider myself an optimist, so I have hope in Jordan Love and this young Packers offense that they're going to figure it out. My concerns, though, are Joe Barry and the defense. Now, they were the 21st in the NFL last year, gave up 21.8 points per game. That's courtesy of NFL.com there. And they gave up an average of 5 yards per carry. And so I think Joe Barry is really in his prove-it year. I thought last year was his prove-it year. I thought that there was a lot of things that were head-scratchers, decisions that were made, and just the coverages that we were in sometimes. And I know I'm playing armchair quarterback here, but that's what you do in the offseason. But it was just really surprising that he still had a job at the end of the year. And so I think this is, I mean, it's really going to be telling these first, I don't know, 5 weeks of the season, what kind of defense we're going to have this year. And they were, the Packers were pretty good at getting takeaways last year. I believe they had 17 interceptions. So I'm not, there's something to be said for that. But I think there's a lot to prove this year is what I'll say. And another one of my concerns is the injury bug. So we have Stokes out right now and Gary, and hopefully they'll be back kind of towards the beginning of the season. I know that Gary has definitely been like working out at the OTAs and things like that, and saw some footage of him doing some stuff, some drills from their first training camp practice today. So that was good to see. That's encouraging to see, and I'm excited for what's to come with him and the rookie Van Ness on the outside. And know that Preston Smith had a better year last year. I know there was a lot of concern with him and playing opposite of Za'Darius Smith back when Za'Darius was on the Packers, and kind of how Za'Darius was carrying that and who they were going to sign and things like that. But he impressed me last year. He bounced back. Definitely had to pick up production once Gary was out. And so, but I just always worry about the injury bug and how that's going to inhibit our season. Where do we have a guy that's doing a great job and then he gets hurt? You never want that to happen. But more often than not, it always just seems to happen with the Packers. And then going back to that youth, like I mentioned, that inexperience, I hope we make our mistakes at 100 miles per hour. I hate mental mistakes and things like that, and just not having like the football IQ to make good decisions. But that's going to be something that Packer fans are going to have to be patient with. These young guys, especially if we make a playoff push, a lot of them, it'll be their first time in the playoffs. And so just kind of sitting on the edge of your seat, wondering what's going to happen. Hopefully that mistake that's made, because inevitably there's going to be mistakes that come up. Just hoping that mistake isn't too big of a one where it takes away the chance of us winning that game. Or there's just some different bonehead plays that happen where things get out of control. We all know what the Packers playoffs woes are, and I'm not going to bring them up because they still haunt me. All you have to do is mention Seattle, and that whole it was way more than Bostic. So let's not just make him the scapegoat. There was a lot of stuff happening in that game. So that's all I'm going to say on that. The youth can be a positive and it can be a negative. My projected record for the Packers is 10-7. I see them finishing in second in the division. I'm not sure if that's going to be behind either Minnesota or the Lions. I have no hope in the Bears. The Bears are always going to be the Bears. And the Lions, they were showing glimpses of, they took us out of the playoffs last year, so kind of a little salty about that. But they were showing glimpses of greatness, and I think having them be on Hard Knocks was a kind of a cool feature, because you could really see the passion that Dan Campbell has. Now, if only he could get his receivers not to be dumb and bet on NFL games and things like that, I think that's going to be probably one of their main struggles, is wide receivers, or just having, I don't know, a good group of wide receivers, because I think it's Amon-Ra St. Brown, and then I really have no idea who the receiving core is after that. So it'll be interesting to see who ends up taking the division, but I am not 100% confident it'll be the Packers. They'll be right in the hunt of it, but I'm not solidifying them as winning the NFC North this year. I think the season story is going to be Love is going to show promise, and he's really going to show us if he's the quarterback of the future. I think you'll really be able to tell that. Mark Murphy kind of mentioned that within like the first half of the season, kind of what quarterback you have. If he's, I assume he's one that's going to be a competitor through and through, a hungry guy, and he's going to be one that wants to go and get those victories, fourth quarter comeback kind of guys. And if he's not, we'll definitely, again, be able to tell that within the first half of the season. I think having LaFleur kind of regain control of the offense is going to be huge. I know a lot of people are saying Rodgers kind of ran the offense, and we could kind of tell that the last couple years it seemed like LaFleur, after that one time where the Packers decided to kick a field goal instead of going for it, LaFleur is kind of reluctant to make a decision without Aaron Rodgers' approval, because I know that whole offseason was just like being on late shows and things like that and making jokes about LaFleur kicking a field goal kind of thing. So I think LaFleur was a little apprehensive to kind of take charge of that offense because he had such drama at quarterback and like was worried any decision that he made would be affect Aaron Rodgers' decision to play with the Packers next year. So I'm super thankful that we did not have that offseason drama really this year extend too far into the summer before a trade was made. So I'm looking forward to that. I think we're going to have struggles in the secondary. If Stokes is back, that's great, but I still think there's going to be a few struggles there, just depending on what Joe Barry draws up for the defense and how well they are able to execute there. So, I'm just really excited for a new Packers season. It's by far my favorite sport to watch is NFL football. Always gear up for it. Always try to make it to training camp. We'll see this year if I'm able to make it. Have a kid that's on the way and supposed to be born here. Well, anytime now. Due date is in later August, but you never know. So I don't want to be too far away from home. Green Bay is about a 4-hour drive away. So we'll see if I end up making it down there. But, just always excited for a new season, new beginning, and fall is my favorite season. There's nothing like watching Packers football on Sunday, grilling out, and just taking it all in. It's awesome. So anyways, I hope the Packers do an excellent job this year, and definitely be rooting for them, wearing my green and gold, whether they are a team that's setting the league on fire by just doing a great job, or they're a team that's, has those rookie mistakes and woes and things like that. Always going to wear that green and gold. And should be a lot of fun. Go Pack Go, and take care. Thanks for tuning in to the latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast. Feel free to like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to us on Apple Music and Spotify Music so you know when our latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast is coming out. That about does it for us, so continue to be kind to one another, and we'll see you around town.